This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, the January 6th committee is surely going to want to get its hands on this footage that we're about to air here. So, you know, this is a big gift to Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Don't say we didn't do nothing for you. And so we've got it, folks. And I've got to get the response from the Revenge of the Sis here live with me. So here it is, folks, inside of the Beast with Donald Trump on January 6th.
When the president got in the Beast, he was under the impression from Mr. Meadows that the off-the-record movement to the Capitol was still possible and likely to happen, but that Bobby had more information. So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby had relayed to him, "We're not, you don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing," the president had very strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate.
Gotcha.
Good news. We're not going to go to the Capitol. We're going back to the White House.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Jesus God!
Turn off the lights! Turn off the lights! Turn them off!
Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
And was Mr. Engel in the room as Mr. Renato told you this story?
He was.
Did Mr. Engel correct or disagree with any part of the story from Mr. Renato?
Mr. Engel did not correct or disagree with any part of the story.
Did Mr. Engel or Mr. Renato ever after that tell you that what Mr. Renato had just said was untrue?
Neither Mr. Renato nor Mr. Engel told me ever that it was untrue.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a meme from Carpe Donctum. That is real footage that whatever the price is for Hutchinson's loyalty, surely she'll be interested to get that footage to the January 6th committee. Guys, your response here as we close out our time with you to that powerful footage.
Chilling. Chilling is the only thing I think of.
Extremely disturbing. And frankly, I want Orange Man in jail.
Yeah, you
tomorrow.
Know what? Right now, you know what? I don't care how much gas goes. It's worth it if we lock him up.
I'm willing to pay upwards of $9 a gallon and give $1 trillion more to Ukraine as long as we put Orange Man away.
That's what matters. That's what people really care about.
But how committed are you guys willing to write a message to yourself on your sidewalk in ketchup like Rosie O'Donnell did?
Well, I mean, normally I would, but I'm afraid I would be afraid Rosie O'Donnell will come and try to lick it up.
I hope that was ketchup.
I didn't tell him in fact it's Rosie O'Donnell.
I guess we don't know if it's ketchup or not.
I hope it's ketchup.
Hey, crossing our fingers, boys.
I'm going to use most of my prayer time tonight praying that it's ketchup.
It could be the blood of an aborted fetus that Democrats like to hang on to so badly.
Look, either way, you're going to get ants. And there's better ways to protest.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Revenge of the Sith. Hey, Alex is on with you guys tomorrow. Where can people tune in?
Revenge of the Sis on YouTube, CIS, revengeofthesis.com. You can follow us on Twitter, ROTC Radio.
ROTC Radio.
We've gotten in trouble a couple times. And yeah, come see us, Revenge of the Sis, tomorrow. It's going to be quite an affair.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Great time with you guys today.
We got to get you on sometime.
I will. We'll make that happen. Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live. It is the 30th of June, the final day of the month, 2022. And lo and behold, we actually have a lot of good news during this broadcast. We're doling out white pills left, right, and center, if you can believe that. In the next segment, I'm going to play a video which I just put up about an hour ago regarding how the woke edifice of social engineering brainwashing, at least in terms of the regime entertainment system, is beginning to crumble, according to the latest figures out of Hollywood, out of Netflix, out of Disney Plus. So we're going to get into that. On that subject, though, good news. We've got a new poll, and this is being covered by ValiantNews.com. Pew Research: American belief in trans ideology falling. 60% believe biological sex determines gender. And those figures, the refusal to believe that a man is a woman, are rising compared to the previous polls. Of course, we've featured polls before which show that more and more Gen Z are identifying as trans, non-binary, lesbian, bisexual, gay, etc. But again, that is obviously to reclaim some sense of uniqueness, some sense of identity that they've lost by being atomized by their own culture, the decline of religion, of course. This is actually good news, though. It says a new poll from Pew Research has suggested that support for the core concept of trans ideology has dropped, with only 38% of Americans believing biological sex does not determine whether someone is a man or a woman. Of course, 38% is a large percentage still. That's way too many, but it is down on previous polls. They surveyed 10,000 Americans on a number of issues last month, including whether biological sex or self-identification of gender determines whether somebody is a man or a woman. 60% of those surveyed said that biological sex was the determinant of gender, as opposed to 38% who agreed that gender can be separate from sex assigned at birth. The rejection of the core concept of transgenderism has increased, and this is the key point. 56% of Americans in 2021 and 54% in 2017 believe that biological sex determined gender. So now that has stepped up to 60%. It is moving in the right direction in terms of people who believe in basic reality of biological science. And then it goes on to describe the partisan split, which you would expect in the poll itself. But again, slowly rising in terms of Americans who, even as it's shoved in their face to an infinitely greater and greater degree, and we've seen that over the past month with Pride Month, The more they shove it in people's faces, the more it gets rejected. This absurd concept that a political movement, which is used as a shield to hide the agenda behind, so then you can't criticize the transgender person, you can't criticize the gay activist, because that means you're a bigot, you're hateful, when of course they're used as human shields for whatever political agenda the establishment, the regime itself, has hidden behind. Which of course is why you see the pointless virtue signaling by the transnational corporations, banks, by the deep state, by the military-industrial complex, every time June comes around. But again, the more they push, the more Americans reject it. It's not about acceptance, it's not about tolerance, it's not about representation. It's about using that movement, outlawing criticism of it, as we see in the UK with hate speech laws, which I'm going to get onto later in the show, banning criticism of it on big social media networks. You saw Jordan Peterson yesterday banned for critiquing transgender ideology, or at least locked out of his account. He's refusing to delete the tweet. So if Twitter doesn't back down before Elon Musk takes it over, Jordan Peterson will presumably never return to Twitter. Again, they hide the agenda behind these identity groups, behind these identitarian movements, specifically right now the LGBT movement. But then, of course, you have Saudi Arabia banning the gay flag, going through stores in Riyadh, removing any product with a rainbow color scheme on it. You have the United Arab Emirates today. Amazon products being sold in the United Arab Emirates. You can't search for rainbow flag on Amazon products in the United Arab Emirates. Will gay rights activists march on the United Arab Emirates embassy in Washington, D.C.? Don't hold your breath. But Americans are rejecting it even as it's shoved in their face to an increasingly greater degree. And we see that again with this weird new Disney Plus show, Baymax, which apparently is aimed at children. It's so mentally deficient that it must be aimed at two-year-olds. I can't imagine that adults would actually want to watch this. Disney's going bust by releasing this kind of stuff, which I'm going to get into later on in the show. But they've released a weird new Disney Plus show called Baymax, which features a character that looks like a scuffed Michelin man, some amorphous alien blob that without gender, it's non-binary. And he features in a tampon scene in the supermarket. The scene shows Baymax looking at female sanitary products in a supermarket. "Excuse me, which products would you recommend?" asks this amorphous agender blob. A group of female characters give their advice, but so does a character who is biologically female but now identifies as a man, telling Baymax, "I always get the ones with wings." And of course, this was put out by CRT expert Christopher Rufo. Then the trans lobby got a hold of it and said, "Let's support this to show the bigots that they're transphobic." And so it's gone viral on both sides, basically. The series also includes a scene where two gay men agonize over asking each other out on a date. And again, this is Disney. They did the same thing with the new Buzz Lightyear film, which is made by a completely different team that made the previous four Buzz Lightyear films. In fact, Tim Allen has come out today and basically said it's a piece of crap, which it is. And again, compare Buzz Lightyear to something like Top Gun, which has no woke BS in it throughout the entire film. It's a film made to entertain, doesn't pander to any of these identitarian cult movements, and it's pulled in over $1 billion in ticket sales. Lightyear, meanwhile, has not even made back its budget yet. And Top Gun is defeating it in terms of weekend income, despite the fact that Lightyear came out weeks after, double the amount of income this past weekend. But Disney seems to be doubling down over and over again. Their stock is plummeting, and they've done the same thing with this new Baymax. Again, shielding the agenda, which is the message behind this weird new show, which apparently is aimed at kids. It's not paying off for them. They are indeed getting woke and, at the same time, going broke. Creator of Friends apologizes for characters being white. Yes, 25 years later, this woman is genuflecting and vowing to give $4 million to a black education charity because of her white privilege. She's so devastated that she dared cast white people in a sitcom. The horror. And again, I don't watch Friends. I know it's a kind of a female thing, let's just put it that way. But from what I've seen of it over the years, and of course it's, what, 25 years old now, the dynamic of that show works because of the personalities, the characters of that group of people. Not because they're white, just because it works within that dynamic. But again, read the absolute pathetic, genuflecting, prostrating of Marta Kaufman, who told the LA Times she finds it painful that all the main characters on the show were not diverse enough for modern standards. Maybe they'll need to go and censor it and go back and digitally blackface some of the Friends characters. Maybe that'll work. Probably not. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know better 25 years ago, Kaufman continued, adding that the death of George Floyd in 2020 prompted her to realize that she had internalized systemic racism and participated in it. She's participated in systemic racism by creating a show 25 years ago with some white people in it as the main characters. The absolute horror. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away. Black.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the co-creator of Friends is prostrating herself, basically crying on television, guilty, racked with white guilt that she didn't include black characters as part of the main group of characters in Friends 25 years ago. She went on to say this: I'm finally literally putting my money where my mouth is. I feel I was finally able to make some difference in the conversation. So they basically exploited and weaponized this white guilt to milk her of $4 million. And she's actually handing it over while crying on television. This is basically reparations in the entertainment industry. I've been working really hard to become an ally, an anti-racist part of their cult. That's what that means. And this seemed to me to be a way that I could participate in the conversation from a white woman's perspective. Again, apologizing for being white. And literally being forced into making a $4 million donation to the diversity cult, which, by the way, is making movies and entertainment crapper and crapper and crapper. Which is why a movie like Top Gun, which, you know, has black people in it, it's got brown people in it, it's got white people in it, but it doesn't pander to that narrative. It doesn't put black, brown characters at the forefront simply because they're black or brown. And that's, in fact, the point that was made by Kaufman's co-creator on Friends, Kevin Bright, when he was asked about a lack of diversity on the show. He replied, I would have been insane not to hire those six actors. What can I say? I wish Lisa Kudrow was black. He said, for the parts of Chandler and Phoebe, we saw everybody and we picked what we thought were the two best actors. What, you actually engaged in equality? So again, they picked the best actors for the job. They picked the best actors for the job in Top Gun. And despite being banned in China, it's got over a billion in ticket sales. And let's go to the video now. This is called Good News. Here's the clip. Let's roll it. If you look closely enough, there's actually some good news. No, I'm not drunk. The sewer pipe that is Hollywood and the wider regime entertainment industry in general is dying on its arse, despite the market being completely saturated with CRT propaganda, LGBT social engineering and forced diversity casting. What's the biggest movie of the year? Top Gun Maverick. The first blockbuster in what felt like forever.
Yet.
It just cracked $1 billion box office worldwide. A movie, and get this for a novel concept, a movie that didn't seek to shove a political ideology down your throat, and actually saw, above all else, to entertain the audience. Shocking, I know. A movie that dared reference its misogynistic first incarnation as a nostalgic love letter to the original fans. A movie that refused to be cowed by the modern-day purity pitchfork mob.
Top Gun Maverick does not denounce toxic masculinity. It rapes it!
Yeah, and that's why everyone loved it, bitch.
Top Gun Maverick should have done something to fit our times.
Oh no, a popular movie that doesn't genuflect to our cultural colonization agenda. The absolute horror. Disney's new Buzz Lightyear movie, on the other hand.
Well, flop doesn't even begin to cover it. Fearing it was going to be another browbeater lecturing the audience about
the message,
the audience stayed away in their droves. In its second weekend, it couldn't even beat indie movie The Black Phone. And despite Lightyear being released weeks after Top Gun, the Tom Cruise hit still nearly doubled Lightyear in sales the weekend just gone. Total ticket sales for Top Gun, over a bill. Total ticket sales for Lightyear, 152 million. It hasn't even covered its budget yet. Pathetic. Lightyear scraped a woeful 5.3 on IMDb compared to Top Gun Maverick's 8.6. Beyond the cliche, this is actually a solid real-world example of get woke, go broke. And it seems Disney was being punished not just for the content of the movie, but also for their far-left political activism over the Florida Don't Say Gay issue. Yeah, it turns out that siding against parents in their bid to protect kids from predatory gender identity and sexual indoctrination isn't very popular with parents who might otherwise take their kids to see your movie. Wow, who knew? Picking Team Groomer wasn't quite the win you expected it to be. Who knew that offering to pay for travel expenses that fund abortions of kids would piss off parents who have kids? Disney's stock price has plummeted from $200 down to $90. They're now totally dependent on income from their theme parks, which are already being depleted of visitors thanks to the pandemic. And it's just a hunch. But Disney's upcoming offering, Baymax, in which some amorphous gender non-binary blob takes female sanitary product advice from a biological male wearing a transgender flag, probably isn't going to do them any favors either.
Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?
Well, these are the tampons I usually use.
Thank you.
I prefer pads. They're more comfortable for me.
Thank you.
I always get the ones with wings.
Thank you.
If you want a vision of the future, imagine a trans Michelin man re-educating your toddler on how dudes can have periods forever. Netflix is also hemorrhaging viewers at an unprecedented rate. The network that proudly proclaimed this back in one of its 2019 flagship shows,
Straight White Men Are Cancelled.
Turns out the only thing being cancelled now is Netflix accounts. 200,000 subscribers lost in the first quarter of the year, with an expectation that a further 2 million will be jettisoned by next month. How's that diversity casting working out for you? Their stock price plunged from almost $700 a share to $190 a share in less than 6 months. Quite the fall from grace since 2020's Cuties Nonsflix debacle, one of the primary factors for the alarming decline. Well, as Elon Musk put it, Netflix's embrace of the woke mind virus, which is making it unwatchable, prompting the company to circulate an internal memo vowing to produce more content for people with differing political views, and a message for anyone who didn't like it that they should quit, with hundreds being fired in the last few weeks alone. Netflix fired an entire team of writers for the Tudum website, almost all of whom were
women of color.
Most watched Netflix show ever, Squid Game. No woke brainwashing in that. The last series of Dear White People, meanwhile.
If I said I only dated white guys, that'd be racist. Right?
Well, that was pulling in IMDb scores in the low fours. Yeah, you'd think they'd have learned their lesson by now. Meanwhile, fresh off their Top Gun success, Paramount's new streaming service, Paramount Plus, says they won't cave to the mob. The CEO of the company has rejected trigger warnings and efforts to sanitize older films to satiate demented left-wing censors. Quote, "I don't believe in censoring art," said Bob Bakish, adding, "If you don't like it, don't watch it." The worm appears to have turned. They really do seem to have overplayed their hand. Tinseltown has gone tits up by trying to make everything political, denying people the ability to at least escape cringe world for a brief period of time by starving people of uplifting archetypal allegories based on universal human ideals, by caging everything within the partisan hectoring sanctimonious prison of political correctness. But it seems that in greater numbers than ever, the public, having previously put up with it for the sake of being able to see the latest movie, has had enough. Whisper it quietly, but the edifice of woke brainwashing, at least in the entertainment industry, could be starting to crumble. We're also seeing massive pushback in sports, with transgender bans in both swimming and rugby. And if that goes, maybe the next domino to fall will be the education system. The long march through the institutions may have met a roadblock in the form of a watershed, market-driven revolt.
Someone's not coming back from this.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Let's switch the news here in jolly old England because we have a police force, police departments throughout the country, who back in 2015 told the British population that they would no longer be called out to investigate burglaries. Basically, you were on your own if you got burgled. They do have plenty of resources to investigate mean words said on the internet, though. Over 3,000 people a year, every year, arrested in the United Kingdom for offensive tweets, for example. They have plenty of resources to pay officers to go and stand outside supermarkets with big billboards saying being offensive is an offense, as in a criminal act. It isn't technically, according to the law, but they just tell people that anyway. So they've got plenty of resources for all that. They've got plenty of resources, for example, to interrogate a man who, a couple of years ago, Harry Miller, retweeted a joke that made fun of transgender people. Plenty of resources for that.
China has recently invited Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, Egypt, and several other countries to join BRICS, a growing world alliance led by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. While some are reporting that BRICS is somehow challenging the globalists, this is demonstrably false. The original concept for BRICS was proposed by the chief economist for Goldman Sachs. BRICS's new development bank is staffed by known players of the IMF and World Bank. And BRICS has repeatedly affirmed their commitment to the United Nations Agenda 2030. Aside from Brazil's President Bolsonaro, all of BRICS nation states have pushed the COVID-19 lockdowns and experimental shots. And China recently announced 5 more years of their brutal zero COVID lockdowns. BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center for member states. BRICS is clearly not anti-globalist. Even the CCP's state-run media explains how BRICS now leads the globalization mission. But they are all turning against the United States and its allies. Xi Jinping accused the U.S. of weaponizing the financial system with their sanctions against Russia, which has caused the average person to suffer worldwide. And Vladimir Putin suggested that BRICS could provide new world...
Technical snafu. I was talking about the deportation of dangerous foreign criminals in the UK. They have plenty of resources to patrol mean tweets, not so many resources to deport rapists, murderers and burglars, the rates of which deportations have fallen to an all-time low thanks to legal challenges based on European human rights law. Yes, we're still subject to the European Court of Human Rights despite supposedly leaving the European Union after Brexit. And we've seen this with the disastrous Rwanda policy of the Conservative government where they were supposed to deport these illegal boat migrants to Rwanda. Not a single one has been deported so far because of challenges by activist judges under the rubric of the European Court of Human Rights. Now, legal challenges leveraging human rights law are allegedly preventing the deportation of extremely dangerous criminals from the UK, with the number of Category A felons being removed from Britain reportedly falling to an all-time low as a result of the trend. But you know what they do have the resources for? UK police. Well, now they're investigating literal playground insults. We have the clip here. This isn't a story out of the Babylon Bee. This is actually happening in the UK. UK police now investigating playground insults. Let's roll it. Police in the UK say they no longer have the resources to investigate burglaries. But you know what they do have the time to investigate? Playground insults. No, this isn't the Babylon Bee. Officers in Wiltshire opened a hate incident investigation after an 11-year-old boy was called Shorty. Oh no, call in the SWAT team. It beggars belief that one child calling another Shorty becomes a police matter, said Josie Appleton, director of freedom of speech group The Manifesto Club. The PC thought police were quick off the mark to fight the scourge of childhood insults. Not so quick off the mark when prosecuting sexual assault cases in the same region. Police across the country have failed to
solve a single burglary in nearly half of neighborhoods in the past 3 years. In 2018, it was revealed that two-thirds of burglaries are not even investigated. A kid being called a mean name, though, that's gonna be a priority. And the dangerous suspect accused of calling an 11-year-old boy shorty? Well, he's now on file as having perpetrated a non-hate incident. He hasn't committed an actual crime, but the incident will show up in criminal record checks for the next 6 years, impacting his future employment opportunities, and he has no right to even appeal it. This despite the fact that police have been told by the government to stop recording so-called hate incidents, because again, they're not actual crimes. Police investigate whenever a comment or action is, quote, perceived by the victim or any others to be motivated by hostility or prejudice. So basically anyone can just claim to be offended, and it automatically becomes a police matter. Around 10,000 such incidents are recorded in the UK on a yearly basis, including when former police officer Harry Miller was interrogated by police for retweeting a limerick that made fun of transgender people. Miller won his case. A court found that his right to free expression had been violated, and yet police up and down the country are still pursuing this frivolous nonsense while real crimes go unchecked. Still, maybe the kid collared for the playground insult should count himself lucky that he didn't post offensive memes in a private chat group. Then he could have found himself sentenced to prison time, because policing in the UK is an absolute clown world joke. Now, again, that was a real story. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. They actually imprisoned a man, a former police officer, for 20 weeks because he shared offensive memes about George Floyd in private chat groups. They weren't even publicly posted on the internet. So, again, plenty of resources to prosecute those kind of people. Plenty of resources to prosecute playground insults. Actually trying to deport criminals, though. Maybe not. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to get into the latest on Linton on Ouse. You've probably heard about this case story. We have record numbers of boat migrants arriving on the shores of southern England every single day, hundreds and hundreds of them, potentially 100,000 by the end of the year. The government is putting them up in four-star hotels, in some cases, at taxpayer expense. It's a completely out-of-control system. It's being abused on an industrial scale. They're rewarding the criminal people smugglers by providing a red carpet for the migrants who come in on the boats. But now, because this hotel scheme is so disastrous and it can't continue to be funded, basically, they can't even find enough hotel rooms to do it, they're now dispersing migrants in small villages and towns across the country, but not in small numbers, in giant numbers, so they will literally outnumber the population of the village. And I'm going to come back on the next side and play that clip, because there's a big update on that. But they're doing the same thing in France. Headline out of Remix News, wealthy Cohen family attempts to create multicultural Noah's Ark by settling 70 refugee families in small French town, but residents are fighting back. Again, diversity in their minds seemingly not a strength. A wealthy family is attempting to implement a utopian experiment with the goal of settling 70 refugee families in the quaint French town of Calac. The residents there are protesting. This wealthy family has said they've identified 75 vacant jobs. They're going to fund 70 refugee families to go and settle down there in this small town of approximately 2,000 residents, which they plan to fill with refugees. Again, 70 families, that's going to be hundreds of individual people in a town of just 2,000 people. No surprise that the residents there, just like they were in Linton-on-Ouse, are out protesting against it. So that's coming from a private direction in terms of a wealthy family funding that. In the UK, we have the government itself planning to relocate 1,500 migrants, economic migrants, overwhelmingly young men, in a town of just 700 residents. Big update on that when we come back on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So this wealthy family in France, the Cohen family, is paying for 70 refugee families to be settled in a small town in France, Calac, comprising of just 2,000 residents. They say they're going to cover the expenses that these 70 refugee families create over the course of 10 years. Then they're on their own, and basically the taxpayers will have to pay for the Noah's Ark project, they're calling it. But the article says, despite the wealthy family's desire to create what they describe as a multicultural Noah's Ark of modern times that can be replicated in other towns, and that's the key, this is what they plan nationwide, both in France and the UK, residents of Calas are resisting the project, pointing out that no one in the family will actually have to deal with the consequences of their experimental Noah's Ark and long-term consequences for their small town. That's why the residents of this town have launched a citizens' action group in opposition to this
forced diversification of their small town. And that's precisely what happened in England last month when the government announced it would basically dump 1,500 migrants, all of whom were young fighting-age men, on a village of just 700 residents in North Yorkshire, England. The residents thought they backed off the project, that it was going to be shut down, but as we will learn in this video, the plan is still very much active. Let's go to the clip. This is big updates about village, about Linton-on-Ouse, the village where these migrants are set to be housed. Let's roll it. Big updates about Linton-on-Ouse. That's the tiny village in North Yorkshire, England, comprising of just 700 residents, which the government plans to basically turn into one giant refugee camp, with 1,500 migrants, most of whom are young men, to be housed in a nearby asylum centre. Protesters thought they'd successfully backed the government off and that the plans were being scrapped, but the government has been quietly hiring hundreds of employees to staff the facility. The village has one shop and one NHS facility to handle the needs of residents, and its resources are already stretched. Now we learn that the migrants will get their own dedicated NHS facility to cater for all their medical requirements at taxpayer expense. The Yorkshire Post reports bespoke NHS service being planned to serve Linton-on-Ouse Asylum Centre. NHS chiefs are planning a bespoke health service for the proposed asylum seeker centre near York to prevent fragile existing services from becoming overloaded. Vale of York Clinical Commissioning Group is to commission a bespoke, standalone, enhanced primary care service for the asylum seeker population at the former RAF station in Linton-on-Ouse, according to its governing body's board papers. Primary care services include GPs and pharmacies, and the CCG is also looking to provide dental and optometry services at Linton. Oh, nice! And who's paying for that? You and I. CCG papers set to be discussed by health bosses on Thursday state that planning work is continuing despite the delay. They say the medical facility will be ready by the end of June. That's in 2 days' time. So this disastrous plan is going full steam ahead. Once again, with zero consultation with local residents and community leaders. Why is the government still claiming that no decision has been made on turning Linton-on-Ouse into a migrant camp? And yet, behind the scenes, they're feverishly preparing the site to accept over 1,000 migrants. And again, when the government posted up the employment offers for these staffers set to staff the facility there, they mentioned in these job advertisements that the employees would have to deal with suicide attempts, violence, antisocial violence, and indeed death. So all that's going to be visited on a village in North Yorkshire of 700 residents. Don't think they're used to that being a normal part of village life. And again, it goes back to the government isn't going to have to deal with the consequences of this. This rich family in France who wants to do the same thing in a small town in France isn't going to have to deal with the consequences of this. And what are the consequences? Well, we see it over and over again. And specifically in Germany, we see it in summer with migrant brawls, massive unrest taking place at outdoor swimming pool municipal complexes on basically a weekly basis at this point. Remix News reports Germany, 60 police targeted by 250-strong mob at Berlin swimming pool after woman's nose broken in dispute. Another outbreak of mob violence and disorder. Also in Germany, after 100 migrant clan members brawl with knives and sticks in Essen, fears of a wider conflict grow. We also had the case a couple of weeks ago in Paris with these migrant gangs, again, not just targeting, not just being a criminal threat to the native population, but brawling, fighting with each other because they're all completely unintegrated. Multiculturalism, as Angela Merkel admitted 10 years ago, as the current left-wing feminist Prime Minister of Sweden admitted last month, has failed. It doesn't work, and yet they continue to force it on populations throughout Europe on a regular basis. We've got 5 minutes left, though, now. Let's go to this final clip, because I briefly want to touch on the COVID situation and the vaccines. And Alex Stein, after the aftermath of fallout of the Roe v. Wade verdict, confronted left-wing demonstrators on the hypocrisy of their own rhetoric when it comes to my body, my choice. Let's roll the clip.
Hey, are y'all Are y'all in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Yeah.
What about vaccine mandates?
Don't even get me started with that, because you know what? Over a million people die today. So, you know what? I don't want to hear that My Body, My Choice. Do men carry our babies for 9 months? I don't think so.
I have a question. Are you in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Yes.
What about vaccine mandates? Ben? Hey, I have a question. Are you My Body, My Choice?
Yeah.
What about vaccine mandates? What about the baby? You don't care about the baby? That's not good for a community? You sure about that?
Yeah.
What about you? Are you My Body, My Choice?
Absolutely.
Well, what about vaccine mandates?
Well, that is a public health issue versus a personal health issue.
What about the health of the baby?
That isn't a baby.
That's not a baby?
No. Nope.
Really? Even though that's a heartbeat? Do you like vaccine mandates, then?
No.
Well, what happened to My Body, My Choice?
I don't do it.
Asha, are y'all in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about vaccine mandates? Are you guys in favor of those?
Yeah, more or less. I know there's more to it. Yeah.
So you don't get to choose the vaccines, or you can choose with a dead baby? Question, are you in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Yes.
What about vaccine mandates? Are you in favor of vaccine mandates?
I am definitely in favor of them if I have a vaccine.
You can't answer a simple question?
No, please.
Oh, my God. You guys can't answer a simple question? Please get away. Oh, I'm so scared, bud. Abortion is murder. You're disgusting if you like abortion. Abortion is murder. I don't know if the fake news will cover this, but abortion is murder. So, yeah, but I'm just saying, abortion is murder. You're disgusting. You know that. You're killing a baby. I'm right here. You in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Well, this is the thing. New York City says when you're going to get a vaccine, it's not your body, it's not your choice. But then you got council members who say, My Body, My Choice, or they're hypocrites. You know?
You nailed it.
And so is Adam. We know Adam. Adam knows who I am.
Are you in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Absolutely.
What about vaccine mandates? Are you in favor of vaccine mandates?
This is not going where we want it. Okay. So this is religious extremism in action.
You don't think it's killing babies?
No, we don't. We don't.
You don't think so?
We don't think it's killing babies.
Why not?
Why not? Because you don't give a shit about the babies once they are born. We do not like
a vaccine mandate. You say you're My Body, My Choice. Would you like vaccine mandates?
Well, women.
You can't see your hypocrisy. You
no
see,
mask.
This should be your. This
there
is your.
No
this is your sign. Look, this is her sign. Hypocrisy. It's funny you carry around a sign that says hypocrisy because you are a hypocrite. See, a hypocrite wears signs that say hypocrisy. Yeah, this is what a hypocrite looks like. That's why you guys carry a big sign that says hypocrite on it, because they're hypocrites. That's either My Body, My Choice, or they like vaccine mandates. Are you guys in favor of My Body, My Choice?
Yes.
What about vaccine mandates?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, that's so true. Honestly.
Now, of course, somebody else who wasn't really in favor of My Body, My Choice before the whole abortion debate was Dr. Anthony Fauci. And now we learn that the quadruple vax Fauci has tested positive for COVID-19 again. Bear in mind, he tested positive for COVID on June 15th, so he's tested positive for COVID after taking 4 doses of the safe and effective vaccine. He's tested positive for COVID twice in the space of 2 weeks, because it's that effective. They gave him Paxlovid as some kind of FDA-approved treatment for COVID. Didn't work, completely failed, and now he's caught COVID again. Probably should have taken ivermectin. That's going to wrap it up for Summit.News. War Room is next. Don't go.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars.
I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.